Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You are now listening to the Dynasty Rewind.
What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Dynasty Rewind. I'm your host, Michael Bauer, the best in the business. Once again, back in business, joined as always by my faithful co-host, Nate, Professor Christian. Hi, Nate.
What's up, Mike? I'm doing well. I know you're about to ask me how I'm doing. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am also well. I'm tired today, but I'm getting through it, man, because you know what? My stock's up. I love doing this podcast with you. I love reaching out to our listeners, and I love new patrons. Patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind. A week on me. Come on, try it out. Come in there. Check out all our Discord goodness. I'm not in very many Discords because, I mean, if you look at my Twitter bio, it does say anti-group chat advocate, and I do advocate for that quite extensively. However, from what I'm hearing, it is one of the most active Discords out there. It is very active. My wife will tell you all about that. But, you know, I know other Discords that, well, no, I am in some like microphone friends of mine and their Discord. I get a notification maybe once a month from someone saying something in there. We got a ton of channels in there.
And you get a notification every other second if you subscribe to all the different channels we have. But look, you can also mute some of the channels that you don't have interest in. Don't have to worry about the notifications. So you have total control over what you experience.
The channels I have muted, the DFS channel, no one's going to ask me DFS. Don't ask me DFS advice. Just don't.
And if you mention Mike, he'll see it. So it's just.
But I do have all the at notifications on and my DMs are always open to everybody. So, hey, you want to come chat with me? You want to chat with Nate? You chat with Bob, Sean, whoever else. Patreon.com/Dynasty Rewind. You know who'd love to get a DM from you? Zach would love a DM from you. And I guarantee Zach will answer. Zach works a lot, but he will answer. I promise that. Stock is up for Zach. Hey, you know what? I never said on air. Zach, congratulations on the birth of your baby boy from all of us at the Dynasty Rewind. So stock up for the Zach Duarte family. And let's talk about stock up for some of these players. Nate, free agency still in full swing. Still got some guys out there. Mostly defensive names. Mike Williams today signs a one-year up to $15 million contract with the Jets. So actually, it's good for Garrett Wilson. Somebody take some coverage off of him because while Mike Williams may not have lived up to what we thought he would, you still got to cover the guy because he does still have some talent. But these are guys that, you know, maybe they moved on to another team or maybe one of their teammates moved on and now their situation looks better. But let's get into it. Nate, who's your first stock-up player? Shocker right off the rip from Nate Christian. Yep. What do you got for me?
Yeah, my number one stock up through free agency is Deontay Johnson. And I've been a huge Deontay Johnson fan now for years, ever since we had the debate of him or James Washington. Mike, actually, I made a tweet thread back in the day during the quarantine how I preferred Deontay over James Washington. It took off. It kind of helped me find my feet here in fantasy land. And Deontay now goes to the Carolina Panthers to be the wide receiver one for the Bryce Young. And the corpse of Adam Thielen put together a wide receiver 25 season last year in that role.
Corpse.
And Deontay Johnson is one of the best wide receivers in the entire league at getting open. Amazon has some kind of, you know, they do all that kind of data stuff. They have an open score that they put together for our wide receivers in the NFL. And Deontay Johnson has been top five in that every single season. He just gets open. And that is something the Carolina Panthers wide receiver core has really struggled to do last year. And there's no one could get open. Bryce Young had the most throwaways of any quarterback. I mean, just no one open. Deontay is going to be open all the time now. I'm really excited about what he can do for this offense, be the wide receiver one for Bryce Young. He's been the wide receiver one for the Steelers for a while now, but that offense has not been humming. And while I don't necessarily expect the Panthers' offense to be humming, there really is not much competition there for Deontay. He should continue to be the target hog. He has seen 140-plus targets in each of the years of his career since his rookie season, when he was playing with Duck Hodges and stuff like that. But since then, 140 targets every single year. So he's going to continue that trend. He's going to continue to get those targets. Only 87 this year, sorry, because he only played in 13 games. But this guy gets volume. He's guaranteed volume because he gets open. That's the thing that wide receivers are supposed to do. He's going to do it in Carolina. And I'm willing to pay, you know, a mid-second for him, up to the – honestly, any second I'd pay for Deontay Johnson. I think you can get him for a mid-second, though. I think you get him for a late-second plus. It is ridiculous how cheap he's going that I'm seeing him go for. But I'd be willing to pay anywhere in the second in one quarterback. I'd pay a late first for Deontay Johnson. Some other wide receivers I would try to move for Deontay Johnson right now: Jameson Williams, Chris Godwin, Terry McLaurin, Mike, who's also wide receiver one in offense. But, hey, I like Deontay Johnson and Bryce Young. I like Jahan Dotson over with the Commanders. So I think there's a bit more competition for targets there because there's no one competing with Deontay right now. Jonathan Mingo, come on.
I gotta step in here and just correct you on a few things, okay? First of all, there's competition. Jonathan Mingo, Adam Thielen, Terrace Marshall, Michael Strachan, Emer Smith, Marset, Cam Sims, and Jalen Camp would like to have a word in the wide receiver room for the Carolina Panthers. Right. Yes, right away, you are correct. There's not much. Although I do think Adam Thielen, good super buy low target right now, if you need somebody at the bottom end of your roster. Remember I said to buy him for a fourth last year and people LOL'd at me?
I did, probably.
James Washington, 1,629 career receiving yards. Deontay Johnson, 4,363. So you were correct in your assumption there. Also, I don't know where you found your stats from, but as for fantasypros.com, I have Adam Thielen with the wide receiver 17 finish.
Ooh.
So even better than what you had said, which just gives me more reason to believe that I think Deontay Johnson could be very good here. Bryce Young, new head coach, another year in the NFL. I love where your head is at here with Deontay Johnson, Nate. You want to know who my stock up is? Cue the Sesame Street music because Big Bird is coming to town. Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Drake London. Dynasty Rewind startup ADP is the 501. He's wide receiver 20. Hey, you know what? He's got that dog in him, and he's finally got a reputable quarterback. Finally. Goodbye, the menagerie of Desmond Ridder and Taylor Heineke. I don't know if they had anybody else throw any passes down there in Atlanta. Falcons fans, you deserve better. You finally got it. And Christian Kirk has supported wide receivers in the past. He's not a flashy guy, but he's really good for fantasy football. And the good thing is with Kirk Cousins, you don't have to worry about what he does in the playoffs. Because by the time they get to the playoffs, fantasy season's over. Drake London, wide receiver 36 last year. He had 110 targets, 69 catches, 905 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Nate, do you think his targets will be more catchable this year with Kirk Cousins as quarterback?
I think they definitely will be.
I think they will be too. And his new offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, he's of the Sean McVay coaching tree. So I'm anticipating a much more efficient passing and running game. So wheels up for Drake London, Kyle Pitts, and Bijan Robinson. Might be a stock down for Tyler Algier, though. But look where you drafted him or what you paid to get him at the time. Got what you could out of him. You know what? I'm going to buy Drake London, Nate. Me, of all people, buying Drake London. Who would have thought? Superflex, you're going to pay up a late 25 first and probably a 25 third. I did see a couple trades on Fantasy Calculator. I saw Puka Nacua for Drake London in a second. If you're not a competing team, if you're competing, I might want to hang on to Puka Nacua there. Here's a really good tier down trade right here. Justin Jefferson for Drake London and a 24 first. What do you think about that one, Nate?
It depends on what that 24 first is.
I wanted to put this one on here because it really makes you pause a second. You know, Justin Jefferson was injured last year. Quarterback situation's not as good. Drake London He's not as good as Justin Jefferson, but he's got a better quarterback situation now. That's tough. But I think I'd probably still lean Justin Jefferson there.
And he has to be like 103, 104.
Yeah. What if it was the 106 and a 25 third?
I mean, you're talking like Justin Jefferson for Drake London and Romo Odunze at that point or something like that. A way to kind of quantify it. Yeah. Which if you're in a rebuild and you have Justin Jefferson and nothing else, probably a move you should make to diversify. Yeah. I would still want something on top of it. Like if I'm moving Justin Jefferson, I know I'm getting two really good values with Drake London and Romo Odunze there. But like, can I get like another, like a second on top of it as well? I mean, I'm giving away one of the best assets in all of fantasy football.
Yeah. It's one of those things too. Don't feel like you need to trade a guy if you're rebuilding. You know what I mean? Just like, if you're not getting the deal you want, just look elsewhere. And in one quarterback, you're looking at like a mid 25 first. You're going to have to bump up a couple spots. I did see a trade to AJ Brown for Drake London at 24 second. I might rather have AJ Brown there overall, though. So, Nate, who is your next stock up player?
All right. Former Eagles running back, former Detroit Lions running back, current Chicago Bears running back, DeAndre Swift, Mike. Currently going off in DR ADP at 901. So, the very beginning of the ninth round, the RB22 off the board. I like it. I like the landing spot. He's got a good contract too. This is at least 2 years there. You know, a lot of times we see free agent running backs get, you know, 2 or 3 year deals that are really just 1 year and then they can move on. Like that's the Josh Jacobs deal. Like it looks like it's 4 years, but they can move on after 1 year if they want to. DeAndre Swift is there for at least 2 years before they have an out. So with that in mind, I like this. I kind of think of it as an upgrade to the Eagles. And now the Eagles have a very good offensive line. Swift had a career year, actually, with the Eagles. His first year over 1,000 rushing yards. He handled a career-high 239 carries and had 4.5 yards per attempt. So a pretty good season, honestly. But, Mike, what really hurt Swift's fantasy value last year was he only had 5 touchdowns. And Hurts had 15, 11 of them on a quarterback sneak. 11 quarterback sneak touchdowns. So that really hurt DeAndre Swift's fantasy numbers. I don't expect Caleb Williams to be running the tush push or the Brother Lee show.
He doesn't run a ton, Caleb Williams.
Yeah, and they're not going to put their new number one overall pick in the middle of a quarterback sneak at the goal line. So DeAndre Swift is going to get goal line touches again. I'm excited about that. I think we're going to see him continue to be used as a receiver. I think Caleb is going to throw a bit more to his receivers than Jalen did. So I think there's a lot going there. And speaking of receiving, he's had 50-plus targets. In every single season so far in his career, DeAndre Swift, that is. So he's been a top 24 running back in points per game his entire career as well, Mike. I don't know if you knew that. He's actually been pretty productive. I know he's had a lot of ups and downs, but in a points per game basis, DeAndre Swift has been a top 24 running back every single year. So this year he was RB24 on a points per game basis. Last year, 2022, he was running back 15 points per game. In 2021, he was the running back 8 in points per game. In his rookie year in 2020, he was the running back 15 in points per game per player profiler. So he's been productive when he's on the field. He signed to that long-term contract. We did see him have a full healthy season last year. Like I said, he handled a career-high 239 carries, so he was able to stay healthy throughout the career and handle that workload. I like the season that he put together last year. He's only 25 years old, so he's not – you know, next to that cliff just yet. I think the 2 years in Chicago actually will work really well. And then after that, I'll probably be looking to move on, but we'll have a whole new running back landscape by that point. So DeAndre Swift is someone I'm cautiously buying. If I can get him for a 25 first, Mike, I've seen some deals where people have moved 25 first rather than a 24 first straight up for DeAndre Swift. I'm a competitive team. I would love to move a 2025 first if I'm expecting it to be, you know, the 110, 111, 112. For a guy like DeAndre Swift, help me win a championship this year, be a really productive running back over the next 2 years. If you have DeAndre Swift moving forward as your RB2 in your lineup, I think you'd be really happy.
I will say it's very bold of you to think that the Chicago Bears offense will get to the goal line.
You know, they got Caleb Williams coming in. They got DeAndre Swift. They got Keenan Allen, DJ Moore. They might add another wide receiver in the draft. And they should. You know, imagine if at 9, they pick up Roma Dunze. And Caleb Williams has DeAndre Swift in the backfield with him, along with Roshan Johnson and Khalil Herbert, who are good running backs for depth. And then he's throwing in 11 personnel to DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze. Plus Cole Kmet's there. Come on.
I do think Khalil Herbert gets cut or traded before training camp is over.
He's got one more year left on his deal. He's a day 3 pick. They're not going to cut him. He's like $500,000 a year. Come on.
Then traded. I will say, though, I do think that the Eagles offense this year will be more balanced than it was in the past as far as Jalen running the ball. I think they want to cut that down, have him distribute to his backs more. The Eagles did offer DeAndre Swift a contract, by the way, and he turned it down. He got more guaranteed money from Chicago, so they pivoted, and they spent a lot of money on Saquon Barkley. You don't bring Saquon Barkley in and not throw the ball to him. So I think he's a guy that's going to be wheels up.
Tell me about Saquon Barkley, Mike.
I will in just a moment. And now I'm going to tell you about Saquon Barkley. He's a stock up for me. Look, I'm an Eagles fan. I'm a Penn State fan. Saquon Barkley grew up across the bridge from where I sit right now. I could ride my bike to his parents' house. Well, I don't know exactly where it is, but near the general area, in less than 10 minutes if I wanted to. So as both an Eagles fan and a Penn State fan, we have to be realistic here. The Eagles offensive line is far superior than that of the New York Giants offensive line. The Eagles as a whole are superior to the Giants. And I think
so much of our focus here is protecting our assets in Dynasty, keeping the long-term vision in mind. Aura reflects this mindset with the most important assets in your life. Have you ever received a spam call or suspicious email? It's not just annoying, it's a sign of a much larger problem. Behind these unwanted communications are data brokers, websites that buy and sell your personal information without your consent. I recently did a search for my own name online and was shocked to find my information plastered across multiple data broker sites. That's when I realized just how vulnerable my online presence really was. Enter Aura. They're more than just an online security service. They're your personal bodyguard in the digital world. Aura actively identifies which data brokers are selling your info and takes swift action by sending opt-out requests on your behalf. Not only does this cut down on spam, but it also shields you and your loved ones from potential cyber threats and hackers. Think about it. Your address, email, health records, even details about your family are all out there for anyone to exploit. But Aura doesn't just stop at protection. They offer unparalleled convenience, too. With their comprehensive suite of tools, including antivirus, VPN, password management, and identity theft insurance, you can safeguard your online presence with ease from the app on your phone or desktop. It's like locking all your doors with one key. I've made the choice to take my online privacy seriously, and with Aura by my side, I have the peace of mind to focus on what truly matters. If you value your privacy as much as I do, don't wait any longer. Check out Aura today and take control of your online presence. Go to aura.com/dynastyrewind to start your 2-week free trial on us. The link will be in the description of this podcast. Don't wait. Protect yourself today.
Saquon Barkley coming in here. This is a scheme that's going to prioritize his strengths. Think Ezekiel Elliott with the Dallas Cowboys when Kellen Moore was the offensive coordinator there. Ezekiel Elliott, extremely productive. And yes, Jalen is going to vulture some touchdowns. I don't think the brotherly shove is going to be as prominent as it was the last couple of years. Jason Kelce did retire. Yeah. And look, you paid Jalen Hurts a lot of money. You got to stop doing this all the time. Let's not forget, Miles Sanders had 11 rushing touchdowns in 2022 when Jalen Hurts was a quarterback in this system. Well, a different system. It'll be a completely different system now. So we can chill out. It's situational, though. If I'm competing, I'm definitely going to hold. Or even if I'm middle of a pack team, I think I'm still going to hold because you can get more for him in season. If not, I will gladly get him off my team just because his age, if you're not competing right now, he's not really going to help you in a few years. I think we could do a late first for Saquon Barkley right now. People seem to be kind of a little down on it for some reason. Good running back going to a good team and people are like poo-pooing all over it. I don't get it. I would try for 2 seconds if I could. I don't think that would do it. I think starting running back, there's got to be that one in there. Yeah. And in one quarterback league, a mid-first probably like the 106-ish for me. But I do think stock way up on Saquon Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley's going to be good. We know he's good. He's in a good offense. He hasn't been in a good offense in a while. So I'm excited to see what he does.
Oddly enough, he played in one playoff game and it was a loss to the Eagles. So
well, can't beat him, join him, right, Mike?
Yeah, weird how those things work out. Actually, the funny thing is the free agent signing that I was the most excited about for the Eagles was them bringing back C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety. So it's nothing against the Saquon deal. It's just I loved the dude, and I hated when he left. He should have fired his agent after that debacle. But, Nate, let's go to your next stock-up player.
All right, I got a stock-up player, Mike, here, but I'm actually not that excited about him. It's a player whose stock is certainly going up with free agency.
How does that work?
But I'm telling you, hey, stock's up, but let's be careful. Let's be cautious. Maybe this is a sell window when the consensus view is, hey, stock up. And this guy is Josh Jacobs, now the running back for the Green Bay Packers. Coming off the board on DR ADP in the 7th round in the 4th pick, RB16 currently. Just coming off a career low 3.5 yards per attempt, Mike. And it's like, okay, well, the Raiders were bad. Well, Zamir White averaged 4.3 yards per attempt. So
that's true.
What's going on with Jacobs? You know, he handled a huge volume in 2022. And former contributor for the Dynasty Rewind and friend of the show, Brandon Gabor, he did a deep dive into, pun intended, into what happens to those running backs after they handle such a huge workload. And 99% of the time, they decline their yards per attempt. They decline their carries the next year. Everything kind of goes down. You can't follow up those big seasons with another big season, just even durability-wise. Just does not happen usually. So Josh Jacobs, despite him being a younger running back, actually, I believe he's only 25, turning 26 this year, he's been in the league for the full 5 years of his rookie contract, and that has really put some wear and tear on him. He's handled a lot of carries in that time. And the efficiency has really gone down. In 2023, he had this lowest PFF grade of his career. And by far, Mike, 65 was his grade this year. And his second lowest in 2020 was a 76.3. That's a pretty big fall for his PFF grade. Terrible yards after contact per attempt, a stat I like to go and use for running backs, 2.35. And his career average is over 3 yards per attempt, yards of after contact. And it was 2.35 this year. So huge, huge fall there. And then, Mike, this is the one that really gets me with Josh Jacobs. 9 runs last year of 10-plus yards or more. To be fair and put some context in there, DeAndre Swift, who had essentially the same amount of carries within like 5, had 23. Mm. Josh Jacobs does not have the explosiveness that he, you know, and he's never really been the most explosive player. Josh Jacobs has never really had a lot of long speed. He's been a strong running back with enough burst and good vision. And that's, he's been really, really good throughout his 5 years. But I just think now, like I said earlier, I believe it was on maybe this podcast, maybe the last one. I get him confused sometimes when we record them all on the same night. But Josh Jacobs, his deal in Green Bay, they have an out after 1 year. So yeah. I'm not committed to Josh Jacobs there long term. I don't think the efficiency is really there for him as well. I think the offense is good. So there's some. I don't think he's going to be a terrible running back. I think he's going to be a top 24 running back with the potential to be a low end RB1. But I just don't think the efficiency is going to be there for him to really be that RB1 unless he just stays healthy the entire season. I kind of have him as that. He's kind of fallen down a tier for me. He's in that RB2 area now. So I'm not so excited to go be picking up Josh Jacobs. After this move, I'd be looking to sell him for a late first and re-roll the dice on maybe a Jonathan Brooks or whoever gets drafted to the Chargers or Cowboys or a wide receiver in this next draft.
Okay. Yeah. And I mean, I like the fit here. They still have A.J. Dillon on the roster as well.
They did resign him.
I love what I love what the Packers are putting together out there.
It's a good NFL move. I just don't think it's as good for fantasy as a lot of people are going to think it is.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at their roster, Jordan Love was good last year. Sean Clifford's there. Got a good wide receiver core, good tight end room, good running back room for the most part. Although A.J. Dillon has underwhelmed since he came into the league, which you and I think we kind of forecasted that. So not to toot our own horn, but also toot our own horn. So, I like it. I love where your head's at here. Let's get to our last one. And stock up player for me, and that's Houston Texans running back Joe Mixon. Go at the 906. Dynasty Rewind ADP is running back 25. I think he's going to be better than running back 25 this year. Look, he left a team that didn't want him for whatever reason. He's been nothing but productive for them to a younger offense with tremendous upside. I think we could say bye-bye to Damian Pierce at this point.
Mm-hmm. Which also I told you about.
Yeah, you did. And you were quite vocal about that, and rightfully so.
Mike, I literally told everyone exactly what would happen. And it happened. Yeah. And I'm not going to get much credit for it. But just, I want you guys all to know, next time you see a day three running back, go get a starting opportunity. Be cautious. Kyren Williams.
There you go. So Kyren Williams is what he's saying. And look, Joe Mixon, he has four career 1,000-yard seasons. One of those last year when he ran for 1,034 yards and 9 touchdowns. Okay, and then that was when guys were really focusing on him because Joe Burrow was out. Even though Jake Browning came in and did some really good things for the team, I think Joe Mixon's going to be really, really good in Houston. Singletary and Pierce, by the way, last year they combined for 1,314 yards and 6 touchdowns, 43 catches, 294 yards, and 0 touchdowns. There's no reason to think that Joe Mixon can't do that this year. We've seen him do it before. C.J. Stroud looks like he could definitely, you know, handle throwing 43 passes to Joe Mixon. If he would have done that, that would have put him at running back 11, right behind Jahmyr Gibbs and right in front of Alvin Kamara, who finished as running back 11. But, of course, guys, math, that pushes him down one spot. So I think in this offense, there's tremendous upside and there's potential for a running back one season. It's all buy. How do you get him right now? You gotta buy him for Derek Carr in a 24-3rd. These are real trades, super flex league. Mixon in a 4th for a 24-2nd. For starting running back, that's right. And in one quarterback league, yep. Late 1st. Yeah, man, sign me up. I know you're not a Joe Mixon fan, but I feel like this is a move that could be a league winner right here. This is a move that I'm looking to make right now. Another guy that the fantasy community is soured on. Can't see the forest through the trees or whatever.
Oh, hey.
Did I say that one right?
I think it's pretty close.
There's still tread on the tires, Nate. That's all I'm saying about Joe Mixon.
Is there?
Treadless. So
is there? I'm trying to look up his efficiency stats right now. How efficient has Joe Mixon been recently? Let's see. Well, we go to the efficiency stats, yards after contact per attempt, 2.51. But to be fair, his career average is 2.78, so not too far below his career average. It's
okay.
Runs of 10 yards or more. He had 27 last year. Year before that, he had 21. Year before that, 36. So
you said 27 average. Last year?
Yep.
And so 21 that's more than DeAndre Swift had.
More than DeAndre Swift had. It's true.
There you go.
It is true. 9 touchdowns last year, 4 yards per attempt. I would say certified, not washed. Yet.
Are you find this on PFF, right?
I do.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. PFF, everybody. We're not.
He's also handled 60-plus targets each of the last 3 seasons.
Yeah. So he can do it. He's a 3-down back. Yeah, and just let's bring up real quick before we get out of here. I want to look at the Houston Texans depth chart. Now, obviously, it's March. Things are going to change, but they got Damian Pierce, J.J. Taylor, and, oh, boy, Jared Doakes.
Jared Doakes. Yeah.
So it's interesting, you know, there right now. But this is another team that I was looking at the Packers offensive depth chart. This is another team, young team. I like their running back room. I think I like the Packers running back room a little bit better overall, just with Jacobs and Dylan, because there's a big drop off going from Mixon to Damian Pierce, in my opinion. But another good wide receiver room here. My man, Nico Collins, we got Tank Dell and Noah Brown, who was hurt, banged up a little bit but last year before he got hurt, was actually he was playing pretty well. And I like that they brought him back. And I'm still holding on to some hope for Xavier Hutchinson and John Metchie. But also, Robert Woods still on the roster as of
incredible
right now. So good for you for scamming a team out of some money. But that's going to do it for us. Hey, don't forget, check out that free 1-week trial, patreon.com/DynastyRewind. You know what? You don't know what to do with your roster. Payhip.com/DynastyRewind. Get yourself a roster review. Coward. I'm just kidding. Get yourself a roster review. Turn yourself from a pretender into a contender. Do it now. So until next time, for Nate, I'm Mike. Thank you for listening. All right, everyone, that is going to do it for us this week. But if you're headed to a game, make sure you check out SeatGeek.com. It's your one-stop shop for all things live events. It offers the best price available. Use the promo code DynastyRewind. You'll get $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. Don't forget, if you want to play some best ball, head on over to Underdog. It's the easiest buy-in in fantasy football. and it's not having to worry about setting your lineups, man. That's what it's all about. So again, underdog.com, use the promo code Rewind, a 100% match on your first deposit up to $100. Visit our store over at payhip.com/DynastyRewind. That's where you find our roster reviews. That's where you find all of our manuals and everything like that. Head on over there now. Grab some merch at spreadshop.com. Link is down below. And we want to see you in our community. And that is patreon.com/DynastyRewind. But until next time, everybody, for my faithful co-hosts, Chev Nooney and Nate Christian, I'm your host, Michael Bauer. Be kind, please rewind. Thank you for listening.